From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. President Bush met Algeria's president today in the Oval Office. It's the first in a series of face-to-face meetings the president is holding every day this week with foreign leaders who've shown support for the U.S. battle against terrorism. The White House says the anti-terror coalition remains solid and that many Muslim nations have been helping to track down terrorists and freeze their assets. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
It is a huge diplomatic task to assemble the kind of coalition the administration has and to keep it in place. Top administration officials, including Secretary of State Colin Powell and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, are among those who've been traveling the world shoring up support for the war on terrorism. This week, President Bush himself will assume the role of chief diplomat. His weekly schedule is a roll call of prime ministers and presidents calling on the White House. Press Secretary Ari Fleischer.
There's been no shortage of world leaders who want to come to Washington because they believe that it's very important for the world to send that signal that they stand with the United States in the war on terrorism. So what you're seeing is a natural outcome as the president meets with leaders from around the world and is very pleased to share that message publicly.
Today it was President Abdulaziz Bouteflika of Algeria, the northern African nation with a large Muslim population. Tomorrow it's the president of France. On Wednesday, two more Muslim leaders, the foreign minister of Morocco and the deputy prime minister of Kuwait. And on that same day, Britain's Tony Blair will visit the Oval Office. Later in the week, there will also be visits from heads of states from Brazil, Ireland, and India. All of this in advance of what will be a major speech by President Bush this weekend at the UN General Assembly in New York. The president will also speak tomorrow via satellite to a meeting in Warsaw of former Eastern Bloc nations. Fleischer says it's another sign of how the world is joining together for this fight.
This was a meeting called by the Polish government to bring together the nations of Eastern and Central Europe to discuss how to work with the United States on the fight against terrorism. In some small ways, that's a rather very notable development. These nations used to be part of a bloc that opposed us. Now they're working shoulder to shoulder with us.
The White House appreciates such public displays of support now a month into the U.S. military campaign against the Taliban leadership in Afghanistan. There have been large protests against the U.S. in Pakistan and in other countries in the region. The White House insists that those demonstrations do not reflect the broad public opinion in those places. Still, the administration has stepped up the PR campaign in the Muslim world, responding more quickly to statements put out by Osama bin Laden and the Taliban, and increasingly using Arabic-speaking spokesmen to deliver the U.S. message in interviews with Arab television and radio networks. Today, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the U.S. is very pleased with the cooperation it's getting in the Muslim world.
We're seeing countries that are carrying out arrests. We're seeing countries that are imposing financial restrictions and seizing assets. There are a variety of countries that are offering us various kinds of support for the military operation as well, overflight clearances or whatnot. So I think we're very satisfied with the support and help that we've gotten in the Muslim world.
President Bush's meetings in New York this weekend will include one with President Musharraf of Pakistan, a country that once supported the Taliban in neighboring Afghanistan, but which has joined the U.S.-led coalition. Mr. Bush's message to Pakistan and to the entire coalition is to be patient, to stick with the U.S., that this fight is not one where anyone can expect instant gratification. That's the same message the president has been directing to his own people, and he is expected to revisit the theme when he delivers a primetime address to the nation on Thursday. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.